right, and welcome along to the Golf Community, a beginner's journey where we talk all things golf and encourage participation and connection for new players. We cover golf clubs, golf balls, golf shoes, golf courses, coaching, tips, techniques, health, fitness, fun, friendship, events, and catch-ups. All right, so let's get into it. Welcome back, and today we talk to Claire Bovink, who is the Auckland Growth Participation Coordinator at Golf New Zealand. She has a background in working for Parks and Sport and Recreation at Auckland, New Zealand, more recently managed the ski and snowboard events at Whistler Blackcomb in Canada before COVID-19 hit. So she's passionate about sport and rec and being within the young people's space, and is really looking forward to growing opportunities for junior golf and inspiring more young people to give it a go. Okay, so today we welcome along Claire Bovink. Did I get that right, Claire?
You did. Good one.
Claire's from Golf New Zealand, and it's great to have you along.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really excited to be here.
Awesome. So let's just start by telling me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Claire. For me, kind of sport and rec has always been something that I'm so passionate about, kind of in personal and professional life. So, you know, growing up, I was kind of like the sporty kid in my family. So one of three kids, the middle child. But loved getting into sports, loved giving everything a go. Whether or not I was good at it was kind of another story, but really loved just to get into it because it was an opportunity to play with friends and family and get outside and just have fun. And that's what life's all about. So yeah, and with that kind of passion for sport and rec, I brought that into my studies. Studied sport physical education down at Otago Uni. And then was lucky to land a role with Auckland Council as a graduate there in their Park Sport and Recreation team, and did a lot of work around getting more young people more active in Auckland. Did that for a few years and then decided it was time to get overseas, and ended up doing ski and snowboard events for Whistler Blackcomb over in Canada, which was absolutely fantastic and so good that I could bring kind of what I'd learned through uni and in my career into a role which really was a whole lot of fun and got paid to ski every day. So it was definitely living the dream. And then obviously COVID hit. So that really rocked my world a little bit, and back to little old New Zealand I came. But again, still really wanting to be in sport and rec because it just brings me so much joy to my life. And yeah, luckily was asked to interview for a role at Golf New Zealand as the Growth Participation Coordinator for the Auckland area. And now I don't really have a big background in golf in terms of playing golf. I'd played a couple of rounds through school and with my dad when I was younger, but really in the last 10 years hadn't really got into golf. But that participation space and that passion that I bring to getting more people active is really something that I thought, what an exciting opportunity to move into a space that I really don't know too much about. But I think that also gives me a really fresh set of eyes in terms of how do we get more people participating in golf in Auckland, and what can I bring from my own experience and my own perception of the game to start really inspiring people to get into it. And it's been really exciting for me actually to just start to play some golf. I would definitely still consider myself a beginner. I've been in the role for just over 8 months now, I think, and I definitely still consider myself a beginner. I will go and play 9 holes quite badly, but it is, again, it's all about the fun for me. And you know, it's who you play with, not how you play. So that's been really fun, and just bringing that kind of passion and the knowledge to other beginners that actually it's all right to be a beginner, it's all right to laugh at yourself and just give it a go for the fun of it. So it's been really cool.
We can all be a little bit too serious about life.
Exactly. And for me, like, golf, there's definitely people that, you know, play golf and play it seriously and do really well at doing that. But for many of us, it is all just about the fun and getting outside and linking up with friends. And I definitely think through kind of lockdown that we're going through at the moment, golf's been so important for people to be able to socialise, even just with one other bubble, makes such a difference in your day, in your week, in this lockdown. So it's been really cool to be a part of that.
Absolutely. I think, we're pretty lucky that golf can be played, you know, by yourself or with one other person, whereas because there's not many other sports that people can be playing at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. Golf is kind of one of the only ones. Any kind of team sport really has been knocked out for a little bit, which is such a shame.
Yeah, and it's pretty hard to play tennis by yourself too.
Really. Yeah, or you could use, you know, the wall in your backyard or something.
Thinking.
Yeah.
I love the way that you sort of came into the role without any golf experience, you know, just bringing in that passion for participation in sport and for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, in the last 8 months, like I really do, it was very, very quick to understand why golf is for everybody and I should be played by everyone. And I think it's so easy to fall in love with the game on your first hit of the ball, really, even if it's the driving range or mini golf, which, you know, a lot of us have at least played a little bit of mini golf. You know, even something as basic as that brings so much joy and the same kind of, I guess, satisfaction that you would out on, you know, playing 9 holes, 18 holes, or even just having a hit at the driving range. Like it all kind of works together and is all part of a kind of golf journey, really, for people.
Yeah. So coming into Golf New Zealand of all places, right? how was it for you learning how to play golf?
I'm definitely still learning, but actually I was intimidated at first coming into the organization because I was going, I don't really know too much about golf. Like I've got the sport and rec management history, but in terms of the actual golf, I don't really know too much about it. You know, I can go to the driving range and have a hit, but I guess that was the kind of challenge and excitement for me. But then actually, you know, first day being there, the team itself has just been so incredible with their support in terms of getting out on course and having a hit around and being invited to just smack some balls at the driving range after work one day or, you know, and I think everyone in the organization is going to be really good at golf because that's why they work there. But again, it's different levels. I mean, there's definitely some people in our organization that are amazing players. But you know, there's some of us that are all just real social players. So I'd still say I'm one of the worst, but you know, there's people that I can play socially with and we're just there for a laugh and that's all that really matters. So yeah, it's been really cool.
I think it's really good to remember that golf can be social.
Yeah.
I think we kind of consider it, you know, we probably think of the past where it could be sort of old and stuffy, you know, because that's how some of us think of it. It's great to sort of hear you say, like, it's social and just to remind people that we can just go out and just have a social game. I mean, a lot of the girls do go out just to have a few holes, you know, 3, 6, 9 holes and then a glass of wine and the gaggle. Yeah,
cheeky wine back in the club rooms, exactly.
Absolutely.
The 19th hole, very important, I have learnt.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you sort of talked a little bit about your role at Golf New Zealand. Just want to tell us a bit more about your role.
Yeah, sure. I guess in a nutshell, it is getting more people playing golf in the Auckland region. But where most of my focus goes to at the moment is in young people and women and girls. So they're kind of the two main areas, along with getting more disabled people playing golf as well, because golf is a really inclusive game and can be played by everyone. And you know, currently, if we look at the rates of participation, women and girls and our juniors, I just think there's so much opportunity to get more young people, more women and girls engaged in such an awesome sport. So that's really kind of the main purpose of my role, really, trying to encourage more women and girls to play, trying to get more juniors to play, and really working with different clubs and organizations with how we can do that.
And how is that sort of received by many of the other sort of associations and things, of, you know, when you start playing sport and sport associations?
Yeah,
Are they like welcoming of golf?
For the most part, yeah, definitely. They, you know, there's a number of clubs in Auckland that I work closely with around the junior space, and starting to work really closely within the women's space as well, just with Golf New Zealand releasing our ambition, which is really the strategy to get more women and girls playing golf. And I think it's over 26 different organisations and clubs just within the Auckland region have also shared that same ambition and are really working to get more women and girls playing golf, representing through leadership the workforce and their volunteer base. And it's been really awesome to see the whole golf sector really coming together to get more women and girls and get more juniors playing golf, because I just think it's important for the next generation of players.
Yeah, and I guess it's something that we don't often see in school as much, so it'd be great to have it. I mean, it was always sort of maybe netball or soccer or rugby, touch a little bit more now. You know, so now golf will be great. Why has it not been in there before? Is it because it's always cost a lot of money, or does it cost a lot of money for kids to get involved in golf?
I think traditionally that has been quite a barrier, and it is something that we're looking to address through, you know, through membership, through accessible kind of coaching opportunities and things. The school space is something that I've definitely looked into as an opportunity and still working to look into, because it is quite a tough nut to crack, I think, getting into schools. But there's, you know, where there's kind of a champion either within the school or at a local club that is really willing to drive some of the coaching or just engaging with their local community, that's where you really see some awesome wins in terms of getting more young people, more girls playing.
And I guess it is that champion that needs to stand up and say, yeah, I'm happy to do this. And it's like any sport, you know, when we're at that younger grades and those younger levels, it's about parents sort of standing up and saying, look, you know, I'm happy to try and learn and figure it out as we go.
Yeah, exactly. Parents, grandparents, just some like really passionate volunteers within the club. There's loads of champions out there. It's just trying to find them so that we can support them to do the awesome work that they're really striving for.
Yeah, absolutely. What is the tell me about the men to woman ratio at the moment playing golf?
Yeah, so currently in terms of women's membership, and I'm just talking about Auckland region, but currently the membership sits at around 20% to men's 80%. So it's, we've got a bit of work to try and get to that even ratio. And then the casual playing as well is roughly about the same. It's around about 18%. Where we get down to the junior level, so looking at girls playing golf, it's even less. So in terms of membership, there's only about 0.02% of membership is junior girls.
Right.
Let me take that back. For the whole membership of golf, it's about 0.02% girls. And when we're just looking at junior membership, girls to boys ratio, it's around 17%. So quite similar to kind of the men to women ratio, but overall, our girls membership is only about 0.02 across Auckland.
Wow. Well, that'll be good to see all of it actually rise, won't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's been, you know, talk of the fact that there's been a lot of women actually taking up just recently. And does that still only just bring us to sort of that 20% ratio?
There's been a slow increase, but it is slow. There's been some initiatives put in place for the last, I think it's about 6 years, there's been She Loves Golf going on, which is all about different kind of learning opportunities, different women's only opportunities to be playing golf. And a lot of that is kind of one-off type things. But then there's also a lot of golf clubs out there that are already looking at how they can kind of change up their membership a little bit to encourage more women to play. So including things like coaching and on-course experiences as like a women's only experience to get more women signing up to the membership, and then feeling confident to get out and actually play on course and meet other women within the club, which is so important.
Yeah, and I think it's that connection, like feeling like they belong.
Yes.
You know, because you can actually, and personally I probably feel it sometimes too, as I'll go along to a club and people have got their little cliques and things.
Mm.
So you just go and play and then you talk to people. And it's quite hard to sort of break in sometimes to new little cliques of people that play golf, because I think I spoke to somebody else the other day and I said, oh, you know, if you ever want to have a game, so yeah, I play with such and such and such and such and such.
You know? Yeah, you kind of have your little crew that you go play with.
Oh, but I mean, that's still, it's about sort of making more time for people and making them feel welcome.
Yeah.
At clubs.
Definitely, definitely. And I think, so, you know, one of the things that we've been doing the last, I don't know how long the page has been going, definitely before my time, but we've got a She Loves Golf Auckland and Northland Facebook page, which I think you're a part of, Tanya. And that's really about women empowering other women to play golf. And that's, you know, women that currently already play golf, but then also introducing friends to that mix to learn to play. And I think even if you look back at, you know, not just the women's game, but golf overall, a lot of people start playing golf because it's their dad plays or their mate, you know, their workmate plays or their boss plays or something like that. It's someone else introducing you to the game. And I think if more women can be introducing more women to the game, that's just awesome. So yeah, that's really all about encouraging, just going, hey, I'm going for a round, you know, this day at this club, does anyone want to come along with me? And that's really a great way to start building a great women's community in Auckland and Northland.
Yeah, yeah, and yes, I am part of that She Loves. And you know, you can jump on there and I know that you put something up there the other day about,
yeah,
sort of next week we can all start playing, and a lot of people sort of said, yeah, I'd really like to find somebody to play with, and there's so many people that probably want to play but just can't find other people to play with, or sometimes don't want to ask.
Yeah, don't want to ask, or yeah, just don't feel confident or comfortable just rocking up by themselves. You know, it's kind of, if you're playing with another woman, I think it just already creates a really nice safe atmosphere.
Yeah definitely. So I'm gonna read this one. So I wish I'd started playing golf earlier, so that it's so much good exercise and fun, and it's great for well-being and things. And I understand as a parent, sort of, you know, if you're playing 9 holes or 18 holes, 2 to 4 hours is a really long time. So I have spoken to some mums and, you know, they've always, it's always babysitting and things like that. You know, who's going to look after the kids? How do you think we can help that?
I guess, it's really looking at, we've been delving into kind of the, what women's needs are, because I think golf traditionally is catered for men. It's been a traditional male sport, so structures are created around what works for men. So we are really delving into actually, like, how can we start to change this up a little bit so women, there's not as many barriers for women to participate. And like you say, something like time, like 2 to 4 hours is a long time to play. So we've been looking at initiatives like She Loves Golf Sixes, which is all about playing 6 holes of golf, makes it just really fast, social and fun. But even working with clubs to go, actually, like, is there a shorter version of the game that you could create, or just, you know, either that's a 3 or 6 hole course that you might encourage new players to give a go, or even going, oh, hey, you know, creating this culture that you don't have to play the full 18 or the full 9. Like, you could just rock up to your tee time and look, if you've played 5 holes and then you go, actually, that's, you know, it's taken me a lot longer than I thought to play 9 holes or to play that 5 holes, that you can just go, actually, like, I'm just, it's all good. I'll just, okay, that's fine for me today. 5 holes is enough.
Yeah.
And again, like, when you're not playing seriously, you should be able to do that and feel comfortable and confident enough to just go, actually, yeah, five is enough for me. That's it. Yeah.
I guess sometimes, like, you know, your average, I think 9 holes is what, $20 or something, roughly.
Yeah. Isn't it? Oh, depending on the club you go to. Yeah. Could be more, could be less.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're thinking, oh, I just want a bit of fun and a bit of exercise, $20 is great value too.
Yeah, exactly. And then also, you know, all the different She Loves Golf events and anything really that different clubs are doing to put on some women's only events. That pay-to-play type model works really well for women because, you know, a membership, again, depending on the club, that could, a membership could be kind of, could be $1,000, could be even more than that per year to play. And if they're going, well, actually, I don't think I've got time to play kind of once a week, so I might not see the value in a membership, having those pay-to-play events means that they can pick and choose when they come along, still paying for that opportunity. So, you know, it's still supporting the club to function as well. So I think that's a win-win as well, is really starting to cater for more of that like modern market, I guess, because we are, I mean, as a society, more time poor than we were even 10 years ago.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And it's all that social aspect, if we can bring in that social aspect to look after our mental health and well-being, isn't it?
Yeah. And a lot of that too. And you know, there's, I think it's doing like 18 holes of golf. You're walking, I can't remember how many steps, but you're definitely getting your 10,000 steps in by playing 18 holes. And so even, you know, getting 9 holes in, you're getting some good steps in. So it's really great for well-being and really great to connect with nature. Connecting with nature is such a good one for mental health. And is why I love the outdoors so much, because it really just, grounds you. It kind of takes you back to like just this really calm kind of zen place. As much as golf can be a frustrating game, it's still, you know, just getting out in nature is soothing for the soul.
Yeah, I remember playing, I think it might have been Huapai one day, and I just jumped into a group where there was 3 other guys in there, and I just jumped in there. And it's amazing how they'll play golf and probably not look up ever, you know, because I'm wandering around, oh, it's beautiful. I'm like, oh, wow, look at the rainbow.
Exactly.
We just play differently, don't we? We think.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's not to say, again, like there's women out there that play competitively and they'll look down as well, and awesome for them. But then there's, again, a lot of us that are, you know, we're just out here for the good of it.
Yeah. All the good of it. So so Golf New Zealand's committed to contributing to the movement of women playing golf and aspire to create a more inclusive culture in the golfing workplace. So tell us how Golf New Zealand looks to improve that.
Yeah, so I really have touched base a little bit on it with our ambition and what that brings to getting more women and girls involved in golf, whether or not that's playing kind of the workforce, volunteer force kind of thing. And with so many organisations also sharing that ambition, it's really encouraging to see that not only within Golf New Zealand, but the wider golf sector, we're all really working towards a more inclusive environment for women. And it's been great, I think, within Golf New Zealand. I think we're almost, well, no, we are at about a 50% ratio men to women within Golf New Zealand, which is really awesome, and women in leadership positions as well within our organisation, which is fantastic, and yeah, looking to basically diversify our workforce, but then also working with organisations to be able to do that.
Nice.
Along with that, you know, the different goals that come out of the ambition, kind of all works in harmony, I guess, in a way, that each, you know, goals aren't kind of separate beings, they all work towards our mission. So we've touched on the different opportunities that we're trying to put in terms of participation and getting more women and girls playing and creating different learning and playing opportunities, but then also working with golf clubs and facilities to create inclusive environments and safe and welcoming environments for women and girls. And so, you know, even having some women, you know, behind the counter at the pro shop, what a great way to instantly make a woman go, actually, yeah, this is a place that I'm welcomed, yeah. Which is great. And then also enhancing the profile of golf and showing that it does value, you know, recognizes and values women and girls within the sport. So, you know, our marketing team is working really hard on getting representation through all the marketing comms around and women and girls playing golf through kind of images, videos, stories of all the great work that Golf New Zealand and different golf clubs and organisations are doing for golf. And it's really awesome to see that. And then, you know, along with having Lydia Ko, amazing, winning that bronze medal at the Olympics. Yeah. It's just fantastic to have a role model like that in the golf space to show actually girls can play this game and do amazingly at it.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess it's also nice to say, you know, it's not until you start playing golf that you kind of go, oh, well, there's greenkeeping opportunities, there's caddy opportunities, you know, and just sort of looking at, you know, the back door of golf rather than just golf as a player. There's so many different opportunities there. Do you know how people can kind of get involved? Because if you think of, I guess it's not always a career path, you go, oh, I can't be a golfer. What else can I do in golf?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely being connected in with your local golf club is the first way to go, because there's going to be people that are already in those positions or in a volunteer role, kind of managing those positions, that will know where to go. But then also getting in touch with us at Golf New Zealand. Like, we would love to have more women knocking on our door going, hey, you know, I'm really passionate about it. How can I get involved? And what can I do to be a part of this even more? And again, you know, just volunteering through coaching and things. If you're a woman wanting to get more women or more girls playing golf, you don't need to be a pro coach to do that. It can literally just be some enthusiasm for the game and, you know, experiences. You can kind of just learn as you go. But also, you know, a lot of golfers just have not even ever had a lesson before. They just kind of learn as they play. A lot of golf, you know, the experience in golf is a bit of self-discovery in terms of, hey, if I hit a ball this way, it's going to do this, and if I hit it that way, it's going to do that.
And I guess if we're just encouraging people just to start, you know, when we're thinking back to just playing, if they're serious, then they can take it further. It's just that first step, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And then even, you know, hitting up some of our women that are part of the PGA New Zealand. So there's a lot of, in Auckland, I'm lucky to know quite a few women that are working in these spaces. So up at Omaha Golf Club, we've got Emma up there who does fantastic work with getting more women playing golf there. There's Jenna at North Shore Golf Club. She's the ops manager there. Daniel Lowy, who's at Pupuki Golf Club. You know, there's a number of amazing, Rebecca at Mangakiki, like there's a number of amazing women that are already working in the space and are so passionate about getting more women, you know, either playing or working in the space. So like I say, just getting in touch with your local golf club, you're going to find a champion within there that will 100% want to support you.
Yeah, and that's really good. Like, you can always find male golf coaches, right? So it's really good to have females. I mean, I don't mind who teaches me as long as they're good, right?
Yeah, as long as they're fun.
but some women may be more prone to want, you know, another female to work with. So how do you find, is there a list or of just female coaches somewhere, or do we have to do our own kind of research and find that?
If you go onto the PGA New Zealand website, I'll don't know the link off the top of my head. You can definitely go through and search for people in there. But then also, like, you know, just jumping onto the Facebook network that we've got going on, a lot of those coaches are within that too. So it's, you know, even asking the question on that network, going, hey, this is who I'm looking for. Does anyone have any recommendations? You're gonna get a ton of recommendations.
Yeah, overwhelmed.
Yeah.
All right. So one of the desired outcomes for Golf New Zealand is to create opportunities to learn and play in a way that suits the needs, preferences, and lifestyles of a range of different women. So we have kind of talked about it, but what does that look like as well?
Yeah, again, it is really understanding women's needs and kind of what and wants and what women find fun and enjoyable, because like fun is what keeps people coming back, right? So yeah, those opportunities that we already have within She Loves Golf has been fantastic, and the amount of women that we've had coming through those, I think it's over 2,500 women participating in She Loves Golf events nationwide, which is incredible. And you know, those opportunities that is people completely new to golf right up into people that just, you know, they've been playing for a while, just want to have fun with their mates. So that's been fantastic. yeah, I guess we've spoken a little bit about enhancing the profile for women, so that they know that like golf is a space that they are valued and they will be welcomed in. Creating, yeah, the events that we do, we're really trying to create those safe and inclusive environments for them, and so that they can keep coming back. I think, yeah, we've talked about our Facebook network, but having a network of friends to play with is really important. A lot of women are looking for that social side of things, are looking for, I guess, a bit like men playing golf, but looking for a little bit of an escape for themselves. You know, golf is a sport that you can just take a little bit of time for yourself. And again, either play by yourself or just spend some time with friends. Like, it's such a good way to get active and be social. So creating that platform to connect women together, which we've done, and it's going well so far, and hope to, you know, get that page up to over, I think we've got over 400 people, women on that page now, and it'd be amazing to get, you know, 1,000 women encouraging women would be insane. I think it talked a little bit about the different flexible membership options, and whether or not that doesn't have to be kind of a full year membership, but if clubs are looking at getting some sort of membership option that women will continue to come back for, then something that's going to work with the flexible needs of women in a busy society. Yeah, and then even casual dress code, like that's something that, like, straight off the bat is like such a quick win, that just like this, you know, t-shirt, shorts kind of thing. You don't have to come with the collars and proper golf shoes and stuff. Just pair it like kind of what you wear to the gym, like wear that on the golf course, you know, or just what you feel comfortable in. It doesn't have to be kind of your athleisure either. It's just what you feel comfortable playing in, and clubs to actually promote, like, hey, it's all good that you're coming in whatever.
Yeah. And it's probably when you start getting into that higher level or competition stage.
Yeah, that's where it starts to become a little bit more important for sure.
Yeah, but as you're a beginner, it's just like, just want to be comfortable and get down there, really.
Yeah.
So yeah. Just for those people that don't really know what the She Loves Golf community is all about, tell me what, so there's, because I know that there's just sort of She Loves Golf events, and then sort of coaching, She Loves Golf coaching, is they're two different things. So just run us through those.
Yeah, they kind of all come into under the same, I guess. Like, the She Loves Golf is really the brand for all the different women's initiatives, participation initiatives. So the events that could look from like anything from just blocking out some tea times and having a bit of a meetup, which we've done again in the Auckland region, have worked with a couple of clubs just to book out, you know, four or five different slots. So about 20, 25 women, just to come along and meet people really, and get out and play nine holes, just really casual. It's not really an event. It's just an organized meetup really. And then, yeah, I was talking a little bit about the She Loves Golf Sixes series. So golf clubs, again, it's just doing a six hole, really fun, can be like Ambrose style, or if you want to have, you know, be a little bit more competitive, you can as well. But really then encouraging, like, to come on down and have a drink at the club afterwards, and really socialize and, yeah, drink and nibbles. And it is that She Loves Golf is all about being fast, fun and social. And I think six holes is a good one for women that are newish to golf, or again, it's just, you know, a little bit strained with time, so that they can come along, you know, play for an hour and have a drink, and that's all you kind of need to have a really good golf experience. She Loves Golf Nines, you know, that can be the same kind of thing, playing nine holes. And again, it's maybe women that are a little bit more confident or have a little bit more experience out on course that are going, you know, want a little bit more of a challenge, but again, still a little bit time poor, don't want to play the full 18. But you know, there's a number of different events each golf club can put on to get more women coming along. It could simply be a little bit of a coaching taster session. I think we have like a wine and nine is like one of the nine hole events that some clubs can put on. It could just be like a kind of chipping and putting session, and then back to the clubhouse, and then the different coaching options. So there's clubs can just do kind of like a term's worth of coaching, kind of like a once a week in the evening sometime where it's just women's only coaching.
Right. Most of that sort of initiated by the clubs themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So they come to you and say, look, we'd be happy to have a nines program or a She Loves Golf meet up here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or, you know, I'm going out to the clubs as well. I know, a number of clubs already know are doing or have done really good work in that space. So I'll just go, oh, hey, are you keen on doing a She Loves Golf series? And they go, oh, yep, sign me up, and away we go. Yeah. What
do those series look at? Do you try and get a number of clubs to sort of come on board and you can go around?
Yeah, dotted around the region. So as much as possible, I try and have it spread out so that it's hopefully location-wise accessible to, there's always like an event that is accessible location-wise for people. So might have something going on up north and then look at one of our west clubs, somewhere central, somewhere south, and go from there, and trying to have six clubs running six events. So over a six-week period, or might be stretched out kind of over a 12-week period, so fortnightly doing events. We tried to do it over winter, and we'll still continue to do it over winter, but a couple of them got rained off, unfortunately.
We are pretty lucky though, yeah. Really, with our winters.
Definitely, yeah, the winters are, for the most part, are mild, but I think we got unfortunate a couple of the Sundays. It was the stormy Sundays, and so they had to be put off, and then of course with lockdown, the last two just had to be straight cancelled, which was a real shame.
Yeah. All right. So if women want to get involved with She Loves Golf events, how do they sort of find out about it and get involved?
So definitely first place to go would be the Golf New Zealand website. And under Play Golf, there's a She Loves Golf tab. And that'll come up with all the different She Loves Golf events and coaching opportunities that are happening throughout the country. But then Auckland specifically, you can jump on the She Loves Golf Network Facebook page. There's a couple of others around New Zealand as well. I think there's one in Canterbury and Whanganui, I want to say. So yeah, just even searching up different groups on Facebook. And yeah, again, just contacting your local club and just seeing what they've got going on. And checking in with their Facebook page, and just asking through friends. If you've got mates that are already playing, ask them where to go, or even flick me an email and I'll point you kind of the right direction for some really good programs around Auckland.
Nice. And I'll grab all those details for you.
Yeah, sure.
Links and things like that as well. So just to wrap it up, Claire, tell me, what's your favourite course that you've played?
I struggle to find like what my favourite course is, because I feel like I haven't played enough courses for one, but then also for me, I think it's more about who I play with than the course itself. And saying that though, I do really love the beachy kind of links courses, just because I think they're the most scenic, and I like the beach itself. I just love being at the beach. So if I'm kind of playing golf in a beachy environment, it already just feels a little bit more casual and laid back, and just a really like nice relaxing vibe. So courses like Mangawhai, I went and played at Omaha on Monday afternoon, and that was really amazing. A lot of bunkers and water features, but that's all right, lost a couple of balls there. And out of Murawai as well, beautiful out there. So yeah, those the beachy courses, I think.
Yeah, and I've got to admit that I'm looking forward to summer, like playing golf and then just going straight down to the beach and diving in.
Having a swim afterwards, beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely, just like any sport, it's good for your legs afterwards.
Yeah, I think the perfect kind of day would be playing, you know, nine holes at Murawai and then catching the sunset in the evening. It'd just be great.
Nice. Okay, and what about your favourite golf club? Do you have a golf club set bag and what's your sort of go-to?
I can't really say I have a go-to, because I just play with what I have at the moment. I feel like I'm too new to have a favourite club.
It sort of goes straight.
Yeah, exactly. If it goes straight, then I like the club, definitely.
Yeah. Do you play with a specific ball or whatever you find?
Whatever I find. At the moment, I've got a lucky ball, which I haven't lost yet, but I know that I probably will, and I think it's a soft ball,
Strixon, like a
yeah
which actually
like a, not a beginner so kind of ball, I think.
Softer field balls, and they just, well, they're not as hard, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's, and it's got nice stripes on it. I'm like, lucky ball with the stripes? I don't know.
Nice. What about favorite quote?
It's not really a golf quote per se, but one that's already like has always really stuck with me is actually from the movie Kung Fu Panda. And it's, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why we call it the present.
That's
kind of stuck with me ever since watching that movie however many years ago that it was released. But I think you know, in the current climate, so important to remember, like, actually every day is a gift. As much as, you know, it's not the greatest times at the moment, you finding kind of things to be grateful for through your day is really what helps you get through it and helps you ground yourself and realize actually life is pretty great. Regardless of the times that we're living right now, we've got some pretty good things around us, you know, be that family, be that going out and playing golf, or just being able to walk around your neighborhood. You know, it's the small things in life that you got to be grateful for.
And just be present. And I mean, we certainly do take things for granted sometimes, don't we?
Yeah. And it's hard to be present right now. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said to you earlier, I've been struggling through it. And, you know, but I think sometimes when you just stop and go, oh, well, it's not actually that bad. Look at where we are. Look at what we're doing. You know, we might be locked up, but you can get outside and go for a beautiful walk.
Anyway. Yeah. Just lucky to be in little old New Zealand, you know. What a place to be locked down, if anywhere.
Absolutely. Little old Aotearoa.
Exactly.
Nice. Well, look, thanks very much for your time, Claire. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate to have a little chat to you.
Yeah, it's my first podcast ever, so I hope I did all right.
Absolutely amazing. All right, we'll talk again soon.
Cheers.
So as always, we've loved connecting with you here at the Golf Community, A Beginner's Guide to Golf. We appreciate your support, so love us and like us, subscribe and connect using the links below. And as always, we would love to share your story, so contact me and let's get you on an upcoming episode. So as always, from the golf community, ka kite anō.